The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for March 9th, 2010. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of Malloy, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armor, the girl downstairs, the Ogwin, Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Ogwin, how you doing?
Very good. Glad to be home again, since we couldn't be home last night. Our home wasn't here.
Damn server outages. So what the hell did they do last night? Some kind of database problem or... As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of Jethro's parodies, you can do so at kithacore.org. And all podcasts are up to date. OnlineGamingRadio.com. Okay. That's all the show we have for you tonight. Good night, everyone.
No, you're not getting away that easy.
What do you think, so?
I have an elf person up here in the craft area that's looking for you. It appears you have an item that he would like to purchase. What are you selling?
I have something he wants to purchase?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a couple of things on the... on the broker. I don't know what it... not sure what he could want. Let's see.
Well, you'll have to come over and talk to him. They want us to talk about fanfare. Yes, it's coming in August when it's really hot. At the same place they had it last time. Yay.
Yep, going to Bally's.
Need better smoke filters in that place. Really, if I want a cigarette, all I have to do is go out to the main floor and go...
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Permanently damage my lungs, I'm telling you.
I'm serious. I wanted to go outside to have a cigarette instead of inside.
Yes, but if you would have went outside during that time, your whole entire cigarette would have burst into flame.
I know. It was so friggin' hot out there. It was like... But yeah, I really was tempted to go outside to have a cigarette because it was better to go outside. It's terrible.
Well, I know. But we can't promise anything, but we're going to do our best to be there.
Well, at least you'll be there.
Well, we don't know that. We'll find out.
We'll see.
We shall see.
See, if you're gone, then I'll go to male strippers up here. Hit all the casinos, and, you know. Uh-oh. He wants a Rotunga whip tail. A Rotunga tail that's a whip.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think he's a spy.
Mm-hmm. More than likely. Anyway.
You don't have that whip anyway.
Nope. Anyway. So what are we
doing? What are they going to do? Like, sew it on or something?
Fanfare.
Yes.
Do me a favor and explain to this guy that we're doing a live show.
I will do that while you talk.
Anyway. Yeah, we're going to do our best to go to Fanfare. We did have a good time last year. I met a lot of great people. Wish to continue meeting great people. Great people, not so great people. We just like meeting people is what it is. And we hope to meet more than our fair share of great people again. But we will see. We're going to do everything in our power to go to the Fanfare. Hopefully, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully, we'll be able to make it.
Santania and Kralik are going.
Yep, they're going as part of their anniversary, aren't they? Or
I think so. Xanadai and Party are going.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can crash with them. Do a whole lot of crashing.
It's a birthday thing, not an anniversary. It's a birthday thing for Santania and Kralik.
I know, we can go crash with Lyra. Lyra wants us to crash with him.
Her. We'll have to bring, like, you know, Christmas stuff with us.
Cubes!
Cheese cubes. With little pointy swords sticking out of them.
Nice.
Honestly, it's... never mind. Trista's gonna try and make it, too.
Cool. Very good. We will do our best to be there. Alright. So what else is there to talk about here? There is, what was up with that thing last night?
What, with our server?
Yeah.
Well, there was a database error, a glitch, or something in the database that they had to work out.
Hmm.
And it took them all day yesterday and into the evening. Kiara, when she got off work, jumped on test copy, and those of us that were on AB were invited to show up there and have a party with Negathan. The only problem is, test copy is PvP at this moment, which means not only can you get ganked or beat up by other people, you can't talk to anybody from the Freeport side, and the Freeport side can't talk to anybody on the Kino side, so you're stuck with doing standard emotes like wave and bow and hug and
Or renaming your pets.
Or renaming your pets to say what you want.
Yeah.
Kiara moved it to the lounge hoping the PvP would not reach there, but
it did.
Apparently it did. Because what did you do when you showed up? You killed somebody.
Oh, I showed up. I went stealth. And what the hell is that called? Pounce?
Or yes.
Pounce, natural selection. Just killed a whole group of people. And then Kiara got sick and tired of people PvPing each other and called Negathan up and killed everyone.
Well, that was the thing. Everybody was supposed to go there and not PvP each other. We were supposed to try and have a nice time with each other.
But it was a nice time killing the people from the other side.
You were one of those people that were not supposed to be doing that. I couldn't stay any longer. I was relaying messages between in-game forums and the RIC channel. Kira had went to the RIC channel of Zam's network, and so I relayed that information to people in-game, and the people in-game on test server or test copy, because we'd gathered out by the Claymore, because that was the area we were supposed to go, but we were soon discovering that there was a
communication
problem out there. There was a few people that had the other side on in Skype. Boyfriend and girlfriend were out there, one on each side, and they were talking in Skype, so we had a connection out there, at least so one person could pass it to the other and then tell everybody on that side what to do. So the RHC channel filled up pretty quickly, and the formation of the party was done in RIC. Mm. Which is cool. But I just couldn't stay up any longer with work and all that, so that's where you came in.
Then I started killing everyone!
IRC, I'm being corrected, not R-I-C. IRC.
God, hon, you're even bad with acronyms.
I'm just... I suck. Okay? But I also swallow. Ba-dum-bum. Okay. I should just call it Merc and be done with it.
Merc?
Merc. It's a program you use to use the RIC.
Merc. Yeah. Who's this wrecked guy?
And Lyra, of course, has an announcement that they have a new guild hall in Antonica. So I guess they moved on up to a tier 3.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We will have to check that out once they get established.
Mm-hmm. And then you found out about that other crafting quest.
Hmm? Which one?
The one that continues.
The signature line.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out about it because of Den Mom's Facebook page.
Yeah, and she has the whole thing written out on eq2.eqtraders.com. When you've completed the quest line up there in Sentinel's Fate, you end up in the city that starts with a Q, and don't ask me to say it because I'll really just slaughter the hell out of it. Just Quinzel or whatever.
But anyway, yeah, once you complete it, you get a equipable item.
That represents, or that, reflex.
That represents your crafting class. Like myself as a woodworker, I would get a saw.
And those who do alchemy would get a test tube.
Yep, they get a test tube. People who, the difference between... Now, the one thing that I don't like...
What?
The one that I didn't like is the weaponsmith gets a sword. Well, they get a real weapon. Well, not a real weapon, but they get a sword with a glowing tip. Come on. They could have given him a hammer.
Yeah. Well... Yeah. Well, what does an armorist get?
Armor. Don't know off the top of my head. I have to check.
Possibly the hammer?
I know craftsmen, the carpenters, they get a hammer.
Weird. All I know is I get a needle.
You get a big-ass needle.
I get a big-ass needle, so I can really poke people with my needle?
It's a big-ass needle. It's as big as a sword, really.
It's for sewing clothes for giants, really.
Apparently. So let's see here. EQ2.EQTraders.
It's for those people who really can't see very well to thread the needle. You get the big one out.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Class-specific rewards.
Armorers get...
What is that?
Tongs?
Oh, yes, a set of tongs with a piece of metal attached to it, apparently. Jewelers get a staff with a jewel. Yeah, the only thing I don't agree with is the weaponsmith, because they actually get a sword. Could have given him, like, a large hammer or something. I don't know.
He's a weaponsmith, not a hammersmith, so...
Well, you still have to pound out the blade on an anvil. How about a...
I know, but you're still sticking the sword in to get hot to beat on.
Anvil on a stick. That's what they could have given the weaponsmith. Anvil on a stick.
No.
Provisioners get a pan...
I'm surprised you didn't get a rolling pin, but that is an item in game already. You can get a rolling pin as a rare drop in the crafting trade skill missions. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones I'm talking about?
What's that now?
I said you can get a rolling pin. I said for the provisioner, you said it was a pot, and I said it should be a rolling pin, but actually, you can get a rolling pin. It's an actual item in game that you can get from one of the crafting missions. Roll eyes. But after you finish the current crafting quest line all the way to the end, if you are a crafter who is level 85, about a week later, you will get some mail, and that will start that signature quest off. I have not reached 85 in my crafting yet, so.
No, neither have I. I'm at, God, there goes my voice again.
Nah, you're not supposed to do that.
What am I crafting right now? I don't know if it's just because, you know, the temperature suddenly drops and it's kind of dry outside. I think that might have something to do with it.
Don't know.
I am a 83 woodworker and you're 83 tailor, so we're right neck and neck on that one.
Yep, almost 84.
Yeah, same here.
So I just need to work on it, but I also want to go work Crema up, but I didn't know I had not kept her harvesting up, so she's like 22, two tiers behind. I have her up in Sky right now, trying to harvest up, and then I'll move her to Kylon, and then I'll move her on up. But, you know, I may need a little help with her. But she needs a bodyguard.
For what now?
Bodyguard.
For what?
Clearing the mobs away from stuff for, so she can just harvest.
Harvest what?
To get her harvesting up, hon.
Oh, okay.
Everything. You know? Like I said, she's in Sky right now, and I'm trying to get her up. Kylon Plains, I know of one place where she could get a lot of wood. The rest of it is all hit and miss. She'll have to deal with mobs unless I get somebody kind enough to bodyguard her and she can just, you know, harvest to get it up.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to take me a while. So, but I need to get her going so I can get bigger boxes.
So, on the 11th, we have Brew Day coming up.
Yeah, it's the day after your birthday.
I don't have a birthday. I'm a heartless bastard and a soulless demon.
You have one tomorrow.
No. Never.
Okay, then I'll just have to go eat veal parmesan all by myself.
Well, we're not doing that this weekend. I gotta work tomorrow.
Well, you don't want to do it on your birthday night? You don't want to do it after work, huh?
Whichever. We can do it either way.
But you just said you don't have a birthday. You're sighing on me. Why?
Ever since I had that damn thing with my heart, I've just been exhausted. Oop, we got a ding. True Flight has just dinged 88 Ranger. So congratulations to True Flight. There is your ding. Congrats, buddy. I'm sorry, guys. Just ever since I ended up in the hospital a few weeks ago, I'm just freaking exhausted out of my mind. I can't stay awake. I'm having a hell of a time waking up in the morning.
Caffeine withdrawal, possibly. Like I said, you still can have caffeine.
No, I talked to the doctor about it. He says that's typical.
Then I would still take some vitamins, but I know you're going to say another pill.
It has nothing to do with vitamins, honey. I'm not getting enough oxygen. Said it's going to take some time for me to rebuild my strength again.
Okay. So we could talk about Brew Day if you want.
Mm-hmm. Brew Day. A lot. Ale.
You want to repeat the quests. Especially for the goggles, because even though you've got a pair, you get a new set called an advanced set of goggles. I forgot the full name, but you will need them because there's harvestable items and trade skill items to be made.
Mm-hmm. And you need the new goggles in order to see the shinies.
The bushes.
Yeah, the bushes.
They're bushes. Bushes. They sparkle.
Sparkling bushes, huh?
Mm-hmm. And there's a really, really cool backpack that can be made.
Yep.
It's a appearance backpack.
Yep, you can go to kithacore.org and click on the link there that says Brew Day is upon us. And I've got screenshots of some of the new stuff. It's going to be a new Brew Day cloak. It's a new design. Got the Brew Day pack, which looks like you got a keg and a couple of steins and stuff like that on your back.
Dem Mom's also got a write-up, too.
Mm-hmm. I just ripped off hers. So. Then you have the hanging keg. Then a ceiling keg. Guess that's for ceiling cat. And there is a new Brew Day tapestry. It's a new pattern on that. And a Brew Day flying carpet.
And, of course, the Brew Day will show up in Antonica outside the North Gates and someplace in Freeport, probably.
who cares about them? Damn Freeportians.
It'll probably show outside the North Freeport? No, West Freeport Gates.
It'll be down in the sewers.
No. No.
Oh yeah, that is something. Lyra just said there. You gotta have a way. What happens if you're like, okay, if you pack everything up, or not everything, but if you right click on something and say, put in moving crate. Well, what happens if you built on top of the last place the moving crate was? Pretty screwed. Because the crate will show up the last place you had it.
Yeah.
So if you've already built something on top of that area, pretty screwed.
Unless you're smart and always leave the crate by your front door before you take the last item out.
You know, it's kind of like the amenities. They always show up. Oh, I don't know about the Freeport one, but they always show up in the Kinos halls, right in the middle of the front room, and we have a monument there.
Yeah, so, I mean, so far it's not hard to get them.
No, not so far, but, you know, we got our guild portal wizard, and I had to go in and, oh god, get out of the fountain.
Basically, yes, he has to climb into the fountain.
You drunk wizard, get out of there. But if it's something small, I would have to disassemble this whole thing.
Yeah, you can't grab it from the door either.
Nope.
The door list.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
And there's new stuff coming to the station. Or the marketplace.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see that?
Nope.
I think there's a...
Let's see.
Brel's boots that I noticed. Yeah, they summon ale for the entire party.
Oh.
It was one of the things I remember seeing.
See your community news. They normally have... Oh, yeah, newest items available in the marketplace. Here we go. So I will just open up the marketplace and take a look, because apparently they're already available.
There's some ebony furniture.
I'm waiting for the whole set. I spent money on getting, you know, the cherry wood or the cherry grove.
Yeah.
Piece by piece. I'm waiting for the whole set to become available, then I'll get it.
Okay.
But I do like it. I really do like the pattern on the ebony. Market.
No, Domino, I don't think the ale is in the boots. The boots make the ale. How? I don't know.
Oh, yes. Did you notice that there are discounts now on the armor crates?
No.
You can now buy... Okay, there are 6 original armor sets. The Kaladim, yeah. Sea Fury, Flesh Wound, Eldar mm-hmm. Defenders, Studded Brawler, and Tenarian Alliance. You can now buy them in sets of 3. for a lesser price.
Oh. Like, what we need... I'm sorry, I need a wardrobe.
That would be something. Here we go, Domino's listening in. You know, pass it along to whoever it needs.
Oh, I think it'd be impossible. Stick all your friggin' clothes in. No, I'm really... That's why I need Crema to make me more boxes. I'm running out of room for all these things. Most of them are clothes.
But I think that...
I don't know which one I want to wear yet.
But I think that...
Get rid of something.
I think that would be an interesting idea, actually. Having a personal wardrobe that wouldn't take up your bag space. Or maybe it is a bag specifically for clothes. And you can, like, set up different outfits. I mean, right now, I'm just using hotkeys and setting up macros to change outfits. But what about a system where you can just hit a button and go, okay, I'm going into PvP. Hit a button, boom, all your PvP stuff is on. And I'm going to a formal roleplay event. Boom, there's your nice shining, gleaming armor and stuff like that. That wouldn't be a bad idea, I don't think. Didn't they have something like that in Warcraft? I hate to say it, but didn't they have something like that?
No, we created our own buttons, remember? Mm. There was an add-on.
Oh, that's feature. Right. It was an add-on.
Yeah.
It was a mod. That's right.
It was a mod that we had.
Okay.
We still had to have the items on us for it to work. I mean, we could change to riding, a riding outfit to battle, and I think there was a fishing outfit we could switch to.
Right. Okay. I knew there was something like that, but it was something that someone else... that a player had made.
I actually lost a cloak that way.
Ooh, that ain't good.
But I got it. I got it back. I petitioned, and then the GMs over there gave it back to me and said, "Don't do it again."
Then they yelled at you. Stop using the mod.
No, I didn't tell them I had the mod.
Oh, I see. Then they wouldn't have helped you.
Probably not, because they don't sanction the mods, but they don't really put a stop to them either. So. I just told him I lost it, which is true. I had it one moment, and the next minute, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was swapping out my clothes.
So I think that's an interesting idea. You know, like, you know, some people are slaves to fashion and have a dozen robes or dresses and crap like that.
You?
I only have one outfit at this point. I haven't changed into my black outfit in a while.
I know, but you've been... A fashion slave.
I figured out why I'm the only one that seems to be wearing this white outfit.
Why?
Because the, what the hell am I wearing here? Because the crystal-covered tunic, the white one that I'm wearing, is now selling for like 60 plat.
Wow.
On the brokers. No wonder I'm the only one wearing one. I got it pretty cheap.
You probably got it at a time when where it came from was being utilized a lot and it was dropping a lot.
Mm, okay, Lyra wants me to link it. Let's see here.
Yes, take your shirt off.
Taking my shirt off and waving it around. So I haven't seen very many other people wearing that tunic.
Well, that's good. Finally, because you'll get an outfit put together, and as soon as you see one other person wearing it, you change.
Damn right.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just basically the what I would refer to as a Kelithin tunic, but it's white. I wish it was a black one.
Oh my God, hun! Take a look at those breasted Brel boots. I mean, they're green and they have little shamrocks floating off of them when you put them on.
Oh yeah. Once an hour, you can buy...
So when you're running, if you have these on, you'll probably leave little little shamrocks behind you when you run.
Probably.
That's cute.
Hey, you know what?
Hmm.
Okay, so let's see. The crystal cover tunics right now we're selling for 54 plat, 50 plat, 48, 48, and 1. Grabbing the 1.
Are you serious?
I'm such an ass!
So, you gonna put it up there high?
I don't think anyone's ever gonna buy it.
Well, might as well turn around and put it back up there just as high as the rest of them. Supply and demand, I don't know. But you still turn... You still have a birthday tomorrow. I don't care what you say.
Yes, yes, my birthday is tomorrow.
And, you know, I had the boys drag that box upstairs. They bitched and moaned and complained at me all the way because it was so big and heavy for them.
Oh, please. He's just a wuss.
There's a box sitting next to you.
Yes, I know.
Everybody wants to know what's in the box.
Come on, though. But you gotta give me, like, you know, like Brad Pitt in Seven. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right, we'll leave it up to the audience whether or not I open the box. So if you guys want me to open the box, go ahead and say in the channel, open the box.
Come on, guys. Bait him on.
Just reassurance on him old.
There's one, two, three, four, five, six.
Junior, open the box.
Open the box. Jack in the box. Domino thought it was a gnome.
A gnome?
I shook it really hard. I didn't hear nothing, but some smoke came out of it.
Shizuka says, forget the box, go for the bag. Oh, wait, there's no bag.
There's a card. You should open that first.
All right.
And read it.
Hold on a minute, it's on the bed.
Well, why'd you put it on the bed?
So I could sit down.
But. Now there's going to be a big dent in the bed. Hope the dent's on your side.
It's a Filipino prostitute!
Sorry, the 7-Eleven was fresh out of them.
Alright, let's see here. Okay, card.
Card. You just tore it open.
I have no respect for envelopes. I know Lyra's telling me to go for door number 3.
There's only 2 doors upstairs.
Alright, let's see here. Card says, okay, there's a card here and it has a big dot. And it says, press here for a special birthday message from Marvo the Talking Fly. Press there and nothing happens. Too hard. You squashed Marvo. Happy birthday anyway.
Oh, no. You squashed Marvo? Poor Marvo. How could you do that to him?
Bernetta on the Antonio Bale server wants to know if Filipino hookers were at Fanfare.
No.
I looked.
They were fresh out of them, too.
Fresh out. Okay, time to see what's in the box, I guess. I've only had a knife to cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, looks like I'm not opening it.
No, you have to open it.
How?
He has to tear it open.
Yeah.
It's wrapped really well.
Now you can send the boy up to pick up this mess.
Jeez.
Okay, opening the box. It's another fucking box. If this goes beyond 3 boxes, I'm just going to go back to work or something.
I know. Evil.
Second box.
He's tearing it open. There goes the paper.
I got a brown box.
Woo-hoo. Can you open the brown box?
Haven't gotten through the paper yet. Hold on.
You still working on the paper? The box is taped. Krellick told me to use strapping tape. That was a little too much, though. He would have been screaming at me.
Alright, let's see.
Tearing it
that's why you were asking me about headphones, huh?
Huh?
You were asking me a couple of weeks ago what kind of headphones I used.
Yeah.
These were available at the Fanfare?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. These are the Turtle Beach Air Force 5.1 surround sound earphones. I think I tried these.
And they were nice.
I believe I tried these at the Fanfare, and they were pretty damn good. You know, it sounded just like you were in a surround sound system. Now, what I'll have to do is I'll have to...
Well, the thing is, they're going to be comfortable.
Looks like it. Of course, I'm going to need a chainsaw to get it out of its package.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to give you something to open up with later.
Well...
Because I don't think you can swap it out on the air, though. Start using them. Maybe during the music break you could.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. I know we tried them on and it was like, wow, these are cool. Hon, come here, you're going to put these on.
Okay, so I'll put these aside for now and during the music break I'll swap them out and see how they work.
I didn't know if you could actually get them there because, but they were telling you how much they cost and all that.
Oh, geez. Yeah, instead of having, you know, two plugs, one for the headphone, one for the mic, this thing has five plugs and a USB.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
And the mic, boom is removable, so you can either use it or not.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Well, this is just a step down from their big professional one, but I didn't get you that one because I didn't think you need to monitor the room inside.
No.
And that was like one of the other things it did, and I thought, you know, this should be good.
And do I need batteries for the...
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's powered by the USB.
Yeah, there's a power plug. I mean, it's got its own power or whatever.
Yeah, it's got a USB plug.
Mm-hmm. That's where it gets the power.
All right. Well, during the music break, I will swap out my current headset for this one, and we'll see how it works.
But, I didn't know what else to get you.
I know, I'm a hard guy to shop for.
You are. Usually it's always gizmos, gadgets, and doohickeys. And you've got all sorts of gizmo gadgets and doohickeys now, so I'm running out of things. But I remembered them, and I remembered how much we liked them, and I thought, hey. Because you're always bitching about having to get out of the headphones.
Well, yeah, I mean, after a while, after a while, they do kind of hurt the ears.
These shouldn't do that. When I talked to the guys, I asked them, you know, how long can you wear these things before they start hurting?
Well, I will.
They're designed for long wear. I mean, long-term wear on your head. But if you start running around the house with them on, unplugged, we'll have to have a talk.
No, I doubt I'll be running around with them on our... I mean, what would be the point of that?
Because they're so comfortable.
I see. And just to drown out the kid? Is that it?
Whatever.
So what did Domino get me?
Two sticks and a pile of grass.
Woo! Okay, so let's see. We've covered Braille Day, the possibilities of Fanfare.
She's saying it's not your birthday till tomorrow. Well.
Okay, so I'm going to log in and there's going to be something really big there for me, right? Anyway, we have confirmed that next week on the show, we'll be talking about Brew Day and all things Braille related, and our guest next week will be the one and only Brass. Brass will be here. We will have a live version of Ask the Drunken Dwarf with Doothu and Brass. So get your questions ready. Because Brass will be here and we'll be answering all kinds of drunken dwarf questions.
It means I have to get some ale.
Ale!
Do, 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 do.
All right, so what else is there to talk about this week?
I don't know. I'm doing.
Doing. Okay.
Doing. Well, we're neck and neck on experience now.
Pretty much. I'm at 63% adventure.
You're at 63?
Yeah. What's yours at?
You don't want to know.
Probably not. You're going to ding tonight, aren't you? Okay, let's go back in here and see what I can buy for collections.
No, I'm at 78. I'm not that far. You want me to go kill myself a few more times?
No. I don't know if it's the dry weather or not, or what, but my voice is kind of... My throat is really kind of bothering me tonight.
Do you want me to make you your tea?
No, I don't like tea.
Fine. I think it's funny, when Sentinel's Fate came out, you were out-leveling me, and then basically I caught up to you.
Caught up and surpassed, and then I spent like 20 plat getting collections and stuff just to catch back up to you.
Well, you see, now you bitched and moaned a few weeks ago about how much, you know, plat was flowing too freely. If it wasn't flowing freely, you didn't have the plat to go buy that, see?
I wasn't complaining. I'm just saying it might cause problems a little further down the line.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll slow down.
Well, it certainly has. I mean, hell, I made, what? You know, 3 levels in like 4 days, something like that, when the expansion first came out, and it certainly has slowed down since. I'm actually finding quests few and far between right now.
I heard Air Sarta comes to a halt until you get into groups to go to the hole.
Yeah. I mean, if I could actually get into the hole, if the hole was a solo instance...
That's a group, sorry.
If the hole was a solo instance, I have plenty of quests that require me to go into the hole to get tail.
You just have to go off a group to get tail.
Go in the hole to get some tail.
Okay, seriously, who was it behind these quests?
Go in the hole to get some tail.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's amusing.
Clorny saying that the only bathroom in Norrath is in Stormhold, and Trueflight responds, that's not true, all of Freeport is a bathroom.
Oh, jeez. <Ba-dum-bump. laughs> My horse knows that. Yeah, well, Clorny also thinks that it's a PETA, because they don't mind grouping, but they hate being forced to group. And in order to gain any more experience, you have to go down to the hole. But we shall see. You're farther along in the quest series than I am. I've still got to catch up, so I want to see how much more experience those will give me before it peters out.
Yeah, I've been whipping through those... I've been whipping through what they call the Golden Path.
Yeah, but what is exactly the Golden Path? I'm confused, because I read a post from Bruno.
His name's not Brenlo. Bruno.
I said Brenlo. I was trying to correct myself. Give me a break. Where he described the Golden Path, the way they've got things set up now, when you start a new character... the way it progresses through the different zones. So I don't know what you're calling the Golden Path.
So it's just like a timeline, basically. I mean, I'm just going to Zam.com and following the quest line.
I went there, but I couldn't find anything that said, quote-unquote, Golden Path.
No. There's nothing called the Golden Path. It's just, this is the quest line. You start here. You can't go on until you finish his quest. And then... if you don't know where to go, here's the next guy. You know, and then you go down to the next one, then the next one. There are certain quests you can't do until you finish other quests, and this Golden Path, quote unquote, is basically a big walkthrough through the whole thing.
But you know something? I haven't really had it. Didn't have a walkthrough. And if you start with the quest guys at the beginning up there at the Spiral, they pretty much hand feed you to the next person and so on. I mean, I think the only thing I've ever looked up was the location of something I had to go find or go kill or something just because I wasn't sure where it was. So there. I'm just glad AB is back and the database errors are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was some duping bug out.
Ooh.
Saw Rothgar do a post about it. That anybody caught using the duping bug would be in deep, deep trouble. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with the database glitch. I'm speculating.
Speculation. Come on.
The duping bug was on all servers. The glitch was separate. Duping bug came out of Battlegrounds. Ooh. Wonder how.
Damn you, Battlegrounds.
Well, I was wondering why they closed Battlegrounds so quickly.
Oh, that'd be it.
Yes. Good.
And so it was.
I'm just glad they found it. Which means they'll probably open up Battlegrounds again.
Folk songs about it.
Xanadi has a question for you.
Yeah, Xanadi. What is your question? What is your name?
Are you waiting for the question for Xanadi?
Oh, she's typing it. If Jethel does not find toilet humor funny... What about hold jokes? Boom, boom.
Oh, jeez.
We're having a lot of dead spots here.
I know.
Jethel, check your phone. Sent you a trade skill reward? How the hell can you send me a trade skill reward over my phone?
Who knows? Maybe it's a picture.
Let's see here.
I need to get out and get some more rares. I need diamonds. Lots of diamonds. That's another thing. I need more diamonds so I can get experts made of my spells.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to... I'm at that stage where my old masters are better than even the... What is it? The adepts? The
yeah.
drop?
Yep.
The only thing that would probably be better is the experts, which used to be adept threes, or even masters. And I don't want to get to a point where what I've got is not usable. Or in order to do anything, I'm going to need absolutely have to have at least adept threes or experts. So I'm right at that stage where I'm still doing okay. And don't want to overshoot it. Yeah, the rare minerals are very rare.
Very, very, very rare.
I think I've got 3 diamonds. I've got one of the rare roots. One of the eucalyptus lumbers, which is a rare root. And I have one of those carbonite clusters.
Carbonite.
Carbonite?
Carborite.
Kaborite. I was going to say, you got to say it with a K somehow.
Kaborite.
And I am stopping at every friggin' node I can find. I not pass any nodes up at all.
I have not received a rare at all, and I've been hitting every node that I can find. I think it's a conspiracy. Conspiracy. Conspiracy.
That's what I figured.
Conspiracy.
Say that name again.
Kaborite.
Kaborite was named after...
Al-Kabor. Yes.
Al-Kabor. Yep, I figured that.
Did you...
Yes.
Did you really...
I mean, the ratio might pick up as you get further into the zone or something. But I keep looking. I know I'm going to need a bunch for my spells. And I need some more of the rares so I can build some of these... rare tinkered items. I have wormholes I need to make. I'd like to make. I got my floaty thing. Where is it? Hot-wired gnomish hover pad. That's so cool.
You're contributing to the carbon footprint thing of Norath.
It is not. He
it's
seems to...
pouring smoke.
Jasper seems to think I'm polluting Norath with this.
All the damn gnomes. Just look at the smoke pouring out of that thing.
I think it looks cool.
Oh, sure. That's what they said about the Mustang.
Well, why don't you go to a music break since we're running out of things?
What's
and
that?
I'll come up. I said, why don't you go to a music break?
Yeah, we can do that.
And while you're doing that, I'll come up with something that you can cut with.
Okay, let me get some.
And you can do a report on your Turtle Beach headphones.
Turtle.
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 Turtle. Turtle.
Made from 100% turtles. Found on the beach.
Sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Positive?
Maybe.
Alright, let me line up some stuff here. See, we'll do that one.
That one?
No, not that one. Maybe this one. Yeah, we'll do that one, that one. No, not that one.
I think your tiredness is wearing off on me.
Well, like I said, I'm just tired all the time now.
Well, you need to stop being that.
Okay, go get some Mountain Dew. And I'll see you at the emergency room, alright?
No.
Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a music break here, and we'll be back. Eventually. Maybe, someday. We shall return.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
And we're back.
Compared to being front.
And grooving side to side.
In the hole?
In the hole.
Ah, you wish.
Ah. Damn you, woman.
So that didn't take you very long to hook those things up.
No, they're all, they're all color-coordinated and stuff. It had a...
Stick them in the hole.
But there was more than... How many plugs did you have with that thing?
Front, back, center, mic, and, yeah, about five.
Wow.
Four, actually, sorry. But I gotta say, these are probably the most comfortable the most comfortable headphones I've ever worn. These, I can barely notice they're on. And they sound fantastic, but I need to find, anyone here using Win 7 that knows where the bass and treble controls are? Oh, man.
You don't have a sound card in there, right?
No, I'm using the onboard. I'm actually thinking about bringing my Sound Blaster back up here. Still trying to find that bass and treble control because the treble's really high up, you know, because the there are actual speakers in these headsets instead of,
yes,
you know. So I have actual tweeters.
Isn't there software that comes with it too?
Yeah, but I'm not. They have like an equalizer, but not really just a standard bass and treble control. Not seeing it. No, I'll find it eventually. Truthfully says they're in the drivers of my onboard sound card. So they should be somewhere in that program that I'm using here.
Ew! What? Somebody's drinking pureed panda smoothies.
Panda smoothies?
These.
How in the world do you get panda smoothies?
Well, it's pureed panda, hon.
Okay.
So that's, you know. Why are they eating pandas?
I don't know. Why are you asking me these things?
I don't know. You know, Domino's backpedaling. She's sure trying to assure us that no pandas were harmed in the making of that smoothie.
Yeah, sure.
Mmm, why does it say pureed panda?
I don't know. Back off your mic a little bit. You're distorting a little bit there.
You mean to you I'm distorting?
No, well, if you're distorting to me, you're distorting to them.
Then that means I've been distorting all night.
Hmm.
You let me distort all evening?
Apparently.
How could you do that to me?
See, that, or I just really need to find that bass and treble control again.
Well, I am happy that you like them.
Yes, very nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Tomorrow you get to have your cake and eat it too.
Hmm. Cake and eat it too.
Alfred says, in my audio on Win 7, right click on speaker and choose playback device. Right click on your speaker and choose properties.
Okay, let's give it a shot here.
We've gone from talking about EverQuest to tech support on your system.
Mm-hmm.
I tinkered up a new item.
Oh yeah, what you got?
Tinkered Vision Enhancer.
Vision Enhancer, what does it do?
Yeah, well, it grants you for 30 minutes aura vision, see stealth, see invisible, and it shapeshifts me into a clockwork gear gazer.
Oh?
In other words, I can see these little bluey glowy outlines on people.
Interesting.
You can see that when you're in PvP mode too, I noticed.
Hmm.
When you're in PvP on the PvP servers, everybody's got this little blue glowy outline or green outline. It's weird.
Hmm.
Weird.
Couldn't tell you.
Very weird. I'm working on my sewing so I can get up to, well, I'm almost 84 now.
Man, that's cool.
Might as well get up to 85 so I can get the rest of the signature crafting quests.
Mm-hmm.
None so I can have that. A needle to stick in people's eyes.
Lovely.
Well, what else would you do with it?
sew up a giant's pants or something? I don't know.
Like, they're going to stand still long enough for me to do that?
You know, I'd really like to darn these socks, but all these adventurers keep coming up.
Excuse me, sir, I can darn those for you.
Ah! If only I had some way of darning these socks.
See what I mean?
Exactly.
It just pound me into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to skill up on your crafting is go through all your recipes and at least craft them once. That gives you quite a bonus.
Very true.
So I'm making a pile worth of weird stuff.
Weird stuff?
Yeah.
Kind of weird stuff.
Well, I haven't looked at the cloaks yet to see what they look like. Right now I have a bunch of cuffs and some gloves.
And stuff.
And cloaks and gloves. One thing I think is I am very glad we had the harvesters put in.
Oh, definitely.
With us doing round-the-clock, sending them out and then, you know, taking what they've got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, harvesters are excellent things to have.
Hide my illusionary form so I can see what the cloaks look like. Cloaks don't look good on the back of the mechanical gazer.
Oh, no?
No. And they're nothing to write home about. The cloaks. They're pretty plain.
That's one thing I did. Yeah, that's something I noticed with basically almost every cloak that's given out as part of a quest here in the new expansion. They're rather plain.
Well, this way you can put your, you know, show your guild.
True, true.
Which is something we've gotten away from.
Yeah, that's very true, because a lot of the cloaks in the last expansion had such great graphics to it, no one wanted to display their guild tag.
Of course. Guild tag wasn't as great. I mean, you know, mine is a good example. I mean, hide my illusionary form, and what do I have on? The six-year veteran cloak?
Yeah.
The red and the black one with the cross swords?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I think it's utterly and totally cool.
It's totally cool.
Not that I don't like our guild cloak, but comparing that to this, it's like, nice. I like this one.
I know what you're saying. I can't blame you on that one.
So, and I got my little hood, and I like the hood. Really like the hood.
She likes the hood. Are you down in the hood?
Go back to looking like the mechanical gazer. You know, it's funny. You know, it's got its own little resting animations. You know, the eyes blink, the eyeballs move around. It sort of teeter-totters back and forth. It opens its mouth and rolls its eyes and... But as soon as I start crafting, it freezes in whatever position I was in.
Hmm. Well, because it doesn't have a crafting... it doesn't have a crafting animation. That's why.
Yeah, but it should just keep going with its own.
It should dance.
It should just keep going with its own little animation that it had going anyway.
You should get down in Boogeyman.
Ouch. Except when I hurt myself, then it does act like it's being hurt.
Ah.
Missing a counter.
Speaking of missing a counter and getting hurt. God, what which quest was that?
That's out the last city you go to. Starts with Q.
Yeah, I mean, they have you start crafting, and you know they warn you to be careful, and only experts should try this and stuff like that. And you get this damn thing up. All right, not. Okay, fine. Blah, 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 blah. You know, unfinished, blah, 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 okay, blah, blah. Lethal error, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God damn it! It exploded and killed me!
Well, it told you in the quest line to be careful. It will kill you if you're not careful.
Death. Death, I say. It was fiendish.
And it did.
It was fiendish.
I took that very seriously. I sat there and I read that carefully a few times before I said okay. Because I didn't like the idea of it telling me, if you're not careful, this is going to kill you. I wonder if even accepting this is going to kill you. Supposedly you're supposed to make another one of those and it looks different than what you get.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to try it again.
Hmm.
You can get more of the components off the box behind the guy.
Ah, I see.
Ah.
Well, we just had a ding. Eloquent Jenna is now a level 84 Taylor.
Woo! Look at me go.
There's your bling.
Bling.
Blink.
So did you play the birthday trolls for yourself?
Actually, I played Weird Al's Happy Birthday right before we went on the air.
Okay. I don't hear these things, so I don't know.
Well, see, that's why you need to, you know, listen to this stuff.
I can't. You tell me I can't run the Winamp.
Well, not while we're on the air.
Then how am I... But we're all... Never mind.
In between is fine.
Oh, boy. On again, off again, on again, off again. So the next time you go do a crafting quest and it tells you to be careful or it might kill you?
Or if anyone's doing a crafting quest and a thing comes up that says lethal anything, for God's sakes, hit it.
That brings back the old days. When there was actual death in the crafting halls.
Mm-hmm. Forge exploding.
What do you think? I think the tailoring machine even killed me once.
That was Bedford Farm, remembers. Don't ask me what Bedford Farm is.
I remember blood on the walls in the crafting halls.
Yes.
There's a song for you.
My God, what happened in here?
Blood on the walls in the crafting halls.
I'm trying to do one, but God, I just can't figure the lyrics for it.
Oh, it'll come.
Then I got with the cause of JoJo. A little wake me up before you go.
Ookie.
See? You don't even like it. I'm gonna stop.
I came to a realization that I need to work on my sewing before I go any further on my tinkering, because any more tinkering is not going to do nothing. I caught up. I can do portable scribing tables, forges, scribing table, forges, and something else I forgot. Have to look again.
That's good.
They're not selling, though, on the broker very well.
Well, not yet. Give a chance. You know what I think really would sell well? Well, actually, no.
What?
I remember really being in demand with my fletching kit in EverQuest 1. You know, during a raid or just out, out in a far-off zone where there was no trade skill area. Especially the Lake of Ill Omen.
Oh, yeah.
Can anyone make any arrows?
Oh, yeah.
Right here. Whip out the fletching kit. Do, 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 do. Here you go. That'll be one plat, bastard. But nowadays, I mean, the quivers hold so much. I'm sure it happens, but I couldn't see myself going through an entire quiver full of arrows in one raid.
I could.
Of course, you could.
Speaking of arrows,
I have not made the new ones yet. Oh, yes, I have. Let me, new arrows. Titanium bodkin arrow. That's what I'm using anyway.
I just want arrows.
Is that a hint?
Yes.
Or we have the broadhead, which does more slashing, but has lesser range. And then... the field point, which does crushing damage, and has more range. Quiver I have right now holds 24 stacks. And the newer one has what, 26?
Hang on a second. I want the field points. They're a nice balanced arrow.
Okay.
I'm looking here. If we use a piece of spotted leather, which is the rare, it's 26.
Okay. Now I still want quiver graphic. So, an actual pack on my back that looks like a quiver. So I think that would be cool.
Let's see, what can I make with this one? A whole bunch. Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in my Tailor Essentials 84, which should be enough if I run through them to get me up to 85 with maybe a few repeats.
Yes, Clorny, exactly like the picture that you drew and that you keep posting.
Then I should get that once I hit the it would help if I scribe the stupid thing after I buy it.
It does help. It does.
I just looked at it and went, ooh.
Yes, always remember to scribe your stuff before trying to make stuff.
Yeah, because I went over and looked and went, well,
you know what's really nice with this these headphones?
What?
Is they came with Y splitters in case you actually want to run speakers as well.
Yes.
So that's cool. I'm really liking them. I just need to bring the treble down because that's actually hurting my ears at this point.
I thought they came with software.
Nope, no software in there. Yeah, I think I'm going to bring up the the sound blaster from my old computer and pump it in this one and see what happens. Maybe I'll have better volume controls. God, I really do not like the Win 7 volume control system. It sucks. I shouldn't say it sucks, it's unfamiliar. Damn you, Microsoft, stop making stuff that doesn't work with other stuff.
What, there's no way to... there's no treble control on it?
Not that I can see. But then again, that could be my, just because of my onboard.
You should be able to control your onboard, too.
Not straight treble and bass. I'm seeing a,
Drew says you should have the equalizer. And that may be the only way you can control the trouble on the base. Instead of just, you know, because that's on an equalizer, there is parts of it for those different things.
Yeah. I'll fool around with it and see what I can find.
Ah. Ran out of filaments again. Yeah.
See how you are.
Should be able to snap my fingers and this guy needs to come over and give them to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's gonna happen, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Urson, I need more filaments. Get over here. Ow! Stat!
Filament stat!
We got dead air again.
Do we?
Yes.
Why?
Long dramatic pauses aren't good.
Hmm. Especially when they're not all that dramatic. Like, oh my god, they've run out of stuff to talk about again. So what kind of cake do you get me?
I got you one from Costco.
Okay.
And if anybody's ever had a Costco cake, they know how good they are.
Mm-hmm. I have. Just not the mint chocolate chip one like last year, I hope.
No.
Okay, good. Because I gotta be honest, Tom, that really wasn't that great.
Sorry.
I appreciate the thought. I know you know I love mint chocolate chip, but as a cake, it didn't quite work.
Sorry.
I said it okay.
It's white chocolate with strawberry filling.
Okay.
Buttercream frosting.
Ooh.
Okay.
That sounds good. So it's official. In 3 hours and 15 minutes, I will be old.
Older.
Actually, wait a minute. I'm only going to be 39. Can I wait till I'm 40 to be old?
Yes.
Okay. I'll wait till I'm 40 to be old. So I have 1 year, 3 hours, and 15 minutes. And then I'll be old.
Older.
You're only as old as you feel, and I should have died years ago.
Stop that. So are you off making the arrows?
Huh? No, I'm right beside you over here.
I don't see you working your wood. Damn it.
Oh, now you know I can't let people see me working my wood for free.
Oh, please. You made me slip a noose. I lost some loose material here and that hurt.
Not my fault.
Power drain by fray material. Followed up by loose material.
Yo, the ladies all gather around when Jethro goes on and
works his wood.
Why has Lyra got termites?
Termites?
Yeah, she's got a blue and an orange termite.
Can be placed in your house.
Why would you want
termites in your house? I don't get it. They're little bugs.
Yeah, but why would you want termites in your house?
I wouldn't. Now, see, when did they slip these in?
What in? Slip what in?
Let me get a link up for these. Come on. Examine product. Well, when did they slip these room dividers in that I can make now? I don't remember those.
Didn't that come with the expansion?
So they are new.
Elm.
And there's a maple one. Just a second. Let me bring that up. Last... Okay, the last update. Yep.
I noticed with those dividers, they're the same colors and textures. You can create them in the same colors and textures that you could put on the walls of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a new room divider for just about every tier. It's are there. Yes. Now, why you can make them, I don't know.
Well, because they're under level 20, therefore they're artisan and not craftsman.
Ah.
The elm and maple. The elm one is 3, the maple is 13. So, anyway, I think I'm going to line up some music.
Why don't you do that?
My voice is suffering tonight for some odd reason. I really don't know what the problem is.
You came in sounding like a frog.
I know.
You spoiled my plans to have the boys bring the box up to you.
Oh, well. No, I'm not playing the 12 Days of Frostfell. Bad, Lyra. Bad.
They want the birthday trolls.
Okay, I'll play the birthday trolls as soon as I line up some music. I've also been noticing the back of my throat's been dry lately. I'm going to end up sounding like Shawn Michaels here pretty soon.
That's another thing. You think he's going to go... Is he going to retire?
I think so. Michaels is tired. His back's probably giving him a lot of trouble, too. I mean, the guy was out for 7 years with a back injury.
Ooh. I just made a cap that actually looks like a hood.
Oh, like that.
Okay. Hang on, guys. Actually kind of pretty.
All right. No, not for me.
Not for you.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Why not?
It's kind of girlish, actually. It's a girly cap.
It's not.
Yes, it is. I want, like the Hulu, whatever the hell they are.
The class hats.
Yeah, the class hood. I like that. I wish it was a different color, though.
Ours is green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about this one? This one's green. Or is it just the design that you think is...
No, the design itself is... No. Kind of... I mean, yeah, it fits around the head, but it also cinches at the neck. That does not work.
Sort of like the top of a robe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different. And are you gathering music?
Mm-hmm.
You're quiet when you gather music.
Well, I'm trying to concentrate. I don't want to just throw anything up there.
Yes, but this is a radio show. You're supposed to be talking.
I've been told I have the face for radio. I have a face radio producers love. All right. Okay, I think we're going to call it a night here. I'm tired. Who knows? Maybe next week I'll have more energy. I don't know.
You better. You got Brass coming.
She'll definitely keep me on my toes.
Good.
All right, folks. That's it for the Jethro Silver Wing Show for the 9th of March. Whatever the hell time it is. Get down and down. Here are the birthday trolls! I think. Where the hell are they?
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, alright, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethro Silver Wing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death.
facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.